All right, my name is Alex, and I'm a principal security engineer at Amazon Web Services. This is the About Us slide, pretty much. Also, here is Martin, who is not here. Martin is my colleague who taking part in security research on databases. Again, I don't have an additional slide for the introduction. So again, my name is Alex. My background is MySQL. I have been working with MySQL more than 20 years, I think, at this point. And I joined MySQL AB in 2006. I worked at Sun Microsystems, Oracle, Percona, and then 4 years ago, I joined Amazon Web Services. And I created the new team, which is called Red Team. And this talk is called Atomic Honeypot. And this is the result of our database research against security research against MySQL. So let's start. So this is our agenda for the day. First of all, we will start by creating a high interaction MySQL honeypot. And then I will explain why it's important, why we need a high interaction MySQL honeypot. When we have a honeypot, the next step is going atomic. So what does it really mean? Over the years, we have been finding security issues in MySQL client. And we did a presentation recently, which is called MySQL Server Can Attack You. It's actually an unusual thing. Many people don't realize that it's possible. The MySQL protocol is designed that way that actually a rogue server can tell the client what to do. It can tell the client to load a plugin. And we found this in 2023. And then in 2024, we also found another MySQL client issue, which affects MySQL dump. And then today I will be doing some demo and providing the details how it works. And then finally, step three, we were thinking of how we can actually use all that stuff for good. And then we realized that there are lots of bots attacking the databases. And what we really wanted to do is to understand how that attacks are executed. We wanted to see what's their code, what's their methodology, and stuff like that. So we created the Atomic Honeypot, which actually strikes back. And I explain what that means and how it works. All right, let's start with this. If you don't know, bots are everywhere, and MySQL server and your MySQL server is under attack. So they are scanning the network, they're scanning known ports, and they're doing it very fast. And database server is obviously a big target, right? A bot will try to find the server, try to use an old CVE, and try to do bad things. So we wanted to understand what kind of attacks we're talking about, what they're doing. So this is our original design. Very simple. We put a MySQL honeypot server. We open it from the internet, listening on port 3306. And then when you do that, you realize that immediately, almost immediately, someone will try to connect. Now, let's go back and talk about MySQL protocol. MySQL protocol is server initiated. So if you just started a listener, a TCP listener, and then will be hoping that someone will connect, it would not happen. MySQL client will not connect to just TCP. It needs this prompt. So this prompt actually, this prompt will give you the version, the salt for the MySQL authentication, and then the plugin. Right? So basically, just creating a listener is not enough. If you want to do the honeypot, you need to implement MySQL protocol. And the good news is there are lots of implementations of MySQL protocols. One of them is in Python. So this is a library in Python. It can implement a fake MySQL server with a MySQL protocol embedded in it, right? So it's very, very simple. So I created a prototype of high interaction MySQL honeypot. And then we started this honeypot, and then we started seeing interesting things. Connections are coming in, right? Attacks are going. And then this is the very interesting stuff that MySQL protocol supports called connection attributes, right? Similar to HTTP user agent. You can see the platform, client version, operating system, and even the program name from that. So this is how MySQL defines those attributes, right, in the documentation. But this is something that we started collecting. This is from the real attacks, right? And we can see that they're using a different client names, they're using the different client versions, they're using different operating systems, and also we can immediately see the client name, right? So lots of useful info from the attackers. And then we have identified two major attacks on MySQL. Now, if you run the honeypot, you see everything, right? You see the queries, you see the connection attributes, you see, basically, we started collecting fingerprints, right? And this is one of the fingerprints that we collected from this attack. So what this attack is doing is it tries to connect to the server and tries to install a malware on that server, right? On Linux and on Windows as well. So it's actually trying to write to a shared library plugin, put the file in there, and we traced all that stuff. Now, this is less interesting because it only works on a really, really old MySQL servers. The second attack is a completely different attack. This is a ransomware attack. This actually happening, and this is many people actually been affected by this one. So basically, if you expose your MySQL server to the internet, especially on port 336, you will get those guys. And they will try to brute force the passwords, connect to the database, and then they will try to download your database and then remove the database and put a ransom note, the ransomware note. Basically, pay me something, I'll give you the database back, right? And this is one of the attacks that we want to know about and want to trace and see what they're doing, right? Here's what is interesting here. See, there's a MySQL dump here. We know that this is MySQL dump in this attack. Remember this. All right, so now at this point, we were thinking, well, how do we actually create an atomic honeypot, right? Now, atomic honeypot will strike back. So we want to interact with the attackers, and we want to download the code. And then we started thinking how we can do that. And we started juggling with the CVEs. There are three CVEs that we can potentially use here. The first is called MySQL Client Arbitrary File Read. It's very old, very old. It's from 2020. The second one is the MySQL client RCE. We actually found a modification of that in 2023 presented. This is the basically, this is the MySQL Server Attacks You presentation. And then finally, 2024, we found an issue in MySQL dump. So let me, this is probably one of the most important slides here, and I will try to explain it really quick how those two things work. MySQL client arbitrary read, basically it's a server protocol, MySQL server protocol issue. It's very well known. You can read this blog post. Basically, a server can request a file, an arbitrary file, from the client using load data in file. The second one is actually more interesting. This is less known in the community. And the idea is that MySQL protocol works with a pluggable authentication. You can write your plugin, authentication plugin. But the consequences of that is that the MySQL server and the client will need to communicate which plugin they will be using. So MySQL client will ask the server which plugin you want. And the server will say, I want this plugin. Then MySQL client will try to load a shared library. So the plugin is actually a shared library name. So this is how it works, right? So we, if we have an ability to somehow upload an arbitrary file, a shared library, to the client, then during this communication, between server and the client, server can push the arbitrary plugin name. And then we found there is a directory traversal in it. So this has been fixed. You can read this, you can look at the slides. We presented at the HITB conference in 2023. So we have been looking at those and trying to figure out how we can actually use that to do the atomic honeypot.